Pogbot.ai. Pogbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. I am aware of a recent development concerning a Wikipedia article one maintain, which is in the tools WMF Lab org CopyView. Wikipedia administrators who investigate copyright issues and themselves, and prove willing to help users with copyright issues. I thought it might be good to link to the GW screenshot license I explained in the description. Fair use might cover this, but it would be nice if someone could put me in touch with some kind of legal disclaimer from the service provider to be sure. If you prefer to use the procedure of a formal request for the OSILA, you should send it to the Wikimedia Foundation agent assigned to do so. If you are the copyright holder of the translated material and would like to take it down, please contact me at the email address in the sidebar. Please follow the submission instructions in the box below, instead of simply marking the page as a potential copyright issue. I will help you if I am or am being represented by a copyright holder and believe that Wikipedia infringes your copyright. If you can identify the author of the content, please notify Wikipedia itself, and if you provide evidence to substantiate your claim to copyright, you can contact info@wikimedia.org with an informal request. If you suspect copyright infringement, or if there is evidence that your content is copyrighted, or that it has been copied from an external page on Wikipedia, raise the issue on the page or discussion page while it is active. Please enter the exact URL, address, location of your page in a web browser that shows https://wikipedia.org. You should also seek advice from an administrator who is familiar with copyright law and report it via the administrator's notification portal, as some employees have already been clearly warned of copyright infringement and are continuing their work. If the entire article has been copied, pasted, please replace it with a short stub indicating that it is, and make a note explaining the removal. Please note the contributor and note this note in the comments section of the page or on the discussion page. If you can prove that the text is in the public domain or is already licensed under a license suitable for Wikipedia, please do so. If short quotes are used, a source that is not public, domain and compatibly licensed, is likely a copyright infringement. You know that a precise description can also raise concerns about plagiarism, but such situations should be treated as legal issues arising from copyright infringement. Even the pasting of text that has been copied unchanged constitutes copyright infringement, whether it is a copy of the original text or a transcription. If a contributor has been proven to have committed extensive copyright infringement, it can be assumed that he is likely to have infringed copyright. Copyright infringements harm Wikipedia's ability to redistribute, and posts with large contributions can be removed indiscriminately. Note, all articles on Wikipedia must be written from a neutral point of view and independent of third-party sources, whether published or not. If you use content from the original, leave a note at the top of the recast that says as much and check that the text is suitable for inclusion in Wikipedia, apart from copyright issues. To comply with the license, all content used in an original article must be properly assigned, and even infringing text should be removed. As you can see in this article, some of the text has been removed, but not all. To confirm your consent, you may send an email to wikimedia.org with the address associated with your original publication to nwikimedia_org at the addresses associated with the original publications, or post a notice on the page of the original publication. Make sure you have the express permission of the author, the copyright holder and/or a third-party source such as Wikipedia.com. Contributors who violate copyright laws by uploading many copyrighted files, uploading copyrighted texts, or placing copyrighted material in numerous articles may be blocked without warning to protect the project. If a page still seems to be suffering from copyright infringement and no usable rework is proposed, the page can either be deleted by the administrator or reduced to a non-infringing stump. The recast should be placed on another page where it is available to administrators and administrators at the end of a listing. Contributors who repeatedly publish copyrights without warning may have been prevented from editing them by an administrator to avoid further problems, to hide a section instead of an entire article, add a template at the beginning of the section to hide parts. Contributors can list pages that meet the conditions for deletion with the db_copyview template. In extreme cases, administrators can impose conditions before lifting the blockade, such as helping with the cleanup by disclosing the source they have used. This is all for today, friends. My name is Tracy and this was episode 100 of Backquote. See you next time.